Baruch Shachianu v'kiyemanu v'higianu l'zman hazeh. Wow, Tafshin Pei Beis 5782. Another year is upon us, and with it we begin another cycle of Kriyas HaTorah as we begin to learn through the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moshe. It's always a very exciting time, a tremendous chus that the Ribono Shel Olam brought us to this time to learn through his Torah again, Be'ezrat Hashem. May we share many exalted insights this coming year together. So this week's Parshas, Parshas Bereishis. We open up Sefer Bereishis. We begin with Parshas Bereishis. A lot happens in Parshas Bereishis, particularly the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Prakim Aleph through Beis, are Ma'ase Bereishis, amongst the most esoteric parts of the Torah HaKadosha. We have the whole creation of the world, of course. We have the creation of Adam and Isha, the first man and the first woman. Perek Gimel, unfortunately, teaches us about the first sin. Adam wasn't around for very long before him and Isha sinned, and they ate from the forbidden fruit of the Eitz Hadas. Perek Dalet tells us about the first murder. Things go bad very quickly as Cain kills Hevel. Perek Hey tells us about the generations of the world from the time of Adam. And then we have the beginning of Perek Vav, of course, when man begins to be corrupt. Parshas Noach begins, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, so we only have a little bit of Perek Vav, Epsukim, in Parshas Bereishis. So this is just a basic overview of Sefer Bereishis. I want to talk about one specific insight here in Sefer Bereishis, and that is regarding Shabbos, okay? Regarding Shabbos. So if you look at Perek Beis of Parshas Bereishis, Pasuk Aleph, words that should be very familiar to all of us because this is recited in the Kiddush for Leil Shabbos. The heaven and the earth and all of their hosts were completed. And God completed on the seventh day the work that he did. And he ceased from all the work that he did on the seventh day. So, and God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Kivo Shabbat mikol melachto, because on that day he ceased from all his work, asher bara Elokim la'asos, that God created to do. So we have this idea, we're introduced to this idea in the beginning of Perek Beis, that the Yom HaShvi'i is a holy day, it is a blessed day. We have a double lashon here of exaltedness of the seventh day. Pasuk Gimel, vayivareich Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i, God blessed the seventh day. And not only did God bless this day, but furthermore, Vayikadesh also, he sanctified it, he hallowed it, he made it into a holy day. So Rashi tells us, Berchu b'man, he blessed Shabbos with the man, the heavenly food that would descend for the Jews in the desert. Shekol yamos ha-shavua ha-yoreid lehem omer l'gogoles, because all the other 6 days of the week, they would have an omer l'gogoles, one omer per head count, however, u'bashishi lechem mishnah. But on the sixth day, they got a double portion of man, the kidsho b'man, and therefore God sanctified the seventh day with man. Shelo yerid klal b'Shabbos, the man would not fall at all on Shabbos. So Rashi says that this pasuk is a reference to the future. In the future, the seventh day would be blessed and hallowed, sanctified with the man. Very beautiful idea. And we know that Shabbos is the most holy and blessed day of the entire week. I now quote from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky Zatzal, who gives a Dvar Torah based on a certain Medrash. He points us to chapter 92 of Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadi Beis of Tehillim. The Kapitel begins, Mizmor Shir Liyam HaShabbos. It is a psalm, it is a song for the day of Shabbos. And then if you go through the Kapitel of Tehillim, you don't see any reference to Shabbos at all. Tov Lehodos LaHashem, it is good to thank God, Ulezamer LeShimcha Elyon, and to sing to his exalted name, v'hagid b'boker chastecha, to tell of God's kindness in the morning, v'emunascha b'leilos, and his faithfulness in the evening. And then we talk about the instruments with which we praise God, and God has made me glad through his work, and the work of your hand I will exalt. How great are the works of God, how deep are your thoughts, God. A brutish man does not understand them, a fool cannot understand God. We can't understand why the wicked seem to prosper, but they will be destroyed forever. And you are are exalted, v'atam marum la'olam Hashem. And if you look through the rest of the kapitel, you will see that it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Shabbos. And yet, the kapitel begins with, again, this is kapitel tzadi beis, mizmar shir liyam Shabbos. It is a song, it is a psalm to the day of Sabbath. The kapitel itself does not talk about Shabbos at all. So how is this chapter of Tehillim a song to the holy and blessed day of Shabbos? Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky Zatzal, in his Twersky on the Parasha, quotes the following Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni. The Medrash states that when Adam HaRishon sinned in our Parasha and Parshas Bereishis, he was to be punished by death. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Perek Beis, because on the day you eat from the fruit, ki b'yam achal chol mimenu mos tumas, you will surely die. Inasmuch as Adam's sin took place very late in the day on Friday, he would have died on Shabbos. So Adam sinned very close to Shabbos, so he really should have died on Shabbos. So Shabbos came before God, and Shabbos said, says the Medrash, okay, Shabbos comes before the Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. During the 6 days of creation, things were created and brought to life. No living thing perished. There was no death. It is the first death in the world to occur. Should it be on my day, on Yom HaShvi'i? Am I sanctified? Am I blessed to have death brought to the world through me? Is that Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i? Is that Vayikadesh Oso? The first death in the whole world should be on my day. The plea of Shabbos resulted in God commuting the death sentence through the defense that Shabbos offered, that she doesn't want to be the day when the first death happens. Hashem commuted the death sentence when Adam saw he was saved by the intervention of Shabbos. He wanted to sing the praises of Shabbos. Shabbos responded, however, to Adam, I am not the one to be praised. You, Adam, and I, Shabbos Kodesh, together will sing the praise of God. And therefore, Kapitel 92 of Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Liyam HaShabbos, is not a praise of Shabbos, actually, the Medrash teaches us. However, it is a song in which Shabbos and man praise God for the wonders of creation. Something to keep in mind the next time you recite this beautiful kapitel of Tehillim, it is actually the joint song of Shavach, of Shir, of Mizmor Shir, of Shabbos and Adam praising God together for his works of creation. Continues Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky with a Musar Haskel based on this Medrash. Rav Avram Pam Zatzal points out it is forbidden to cause any distress to another person during the entire week. Of course, lo sonu isha samisa, you're never allowed to cause distress. However, says Rav Pam, if one causes distress to his friend on Shabbos, it is an even worse serious sin, because it violates both the sanctity, the kedusha of the day, and the blessedness, the vayivarech of the day. So it's a double violation. One, you have caused pain to your fellow, which is usher, and two, you have violated the kedusha and the blessed aspect of the day. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, the candles of Shabbos, the Shabbos Lech, what is the purpose of Neiro Shabbos? It's intended to bring the light of Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, into the home. Furthermore, the traditional greeting when we see somebody and we bless them, we say Shabbat Shalom. What are we really saying? It should be a Sabbath of peace unto you. Is it not tragic, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, that family disagreements may occur on Shabbos? Is it not paradoxical that arguments in Shul may erupt on the Holy Sabbath? Will this not cause Shabbos herself to complain before God? God, I thought you sanctified me. I thought you hallowed me. Is this how I am sanctified, through quarrel and strife? Is this how I am blessed, through machlokas bein adam mechavero? Rabbi Dr. Twersky quotes a Gemara from Maseches Gittin. The Gemara relates there were two neighbors who consistently quarreled before Shabbos. Rabbi Meir intervened and he brought peace between the two neighbors. The voice of Satan could be heard, and Satan was saying, woe unto me! Rabbi Meir has expelled me from these homes. I was so pleased here. I was so comfortable in getting them to quarrel. Why did Satan choose Friday afternoon specifically, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, to incite quarrel? Because when people are pressured to prepare for Shabbos and hurry with the last minute details, they're very likely to be impatient. They are more readily irritated. It is, quote, a triumph for Satan. When Satan can convert the day of peace, the day of Kedusha, the day of Bracha, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, into a day of strife, machlokas, quarrel, and pain. Observant Jews, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, are so careful with the halachos of Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos. God forbid we should do any forbidden act on Shabbos. We don't do Tochen, we don't do Borer, we don't do Hatzah with an Erev, we don't do Bishol, we don't do Mavir Eish, we don't do Afia, we don't do any of these things. And yet, quote, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, if this day is blessed and sanctified, we should be equally cautious to speak softly on Shabbos, to be more tolerant of others, to make Shabbos a day on which we concentrate on prayer, tefillah, and Torah study, Limud Torah. Let us not be the cause of Shabbos complaining. Is this how I am sanctified, God? Is this how I am blessed? Let us remember as we begin to journey through Maaseh Bereishis, a lesson from the parsha we could take with us every single week of the year. Shabbos is special and Shabbos is holy. Vayivarech Elokim es yom ha-shvi'i vayikadish oso. Not only must we treat Shabbos properly, but we must treat our fellow man properly as well. And in this way, we will truly merit to see both the blessing of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos. With that, I thank you for beginning to learn with me through the cycle of 5782. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much to all. Kol Tov.